problem with that right now, and we haven't really gotten into it too much right now. So I want to just give you a little look into what I'm talking about. If you guys will just scroll down just a little bit from the video we just watched, okay? There's a paragraph right under him. Then there's some blue text, and you'll see a picture of two firemen, or what appear to be two firemen. Tell me when you guys are there.
They're gonna be a little behind, so you might as well just start talking
Okay. Oh
and
yeah, you're right. The people on the stream will be a little behind. So guys, the video that you just listened to, the Mark Humphreys video, if you scrolled in it, right underneath it says a structural engineer, at least yada yada yada. I put a little paragraph. We'll read that after. But then we're gonna go down and we're gonna look at some of these pictures of the memorial. And the first one I want to show you is this Richard D. Allen, this supposed firefighter. And they're so brazen and lazy about putting these memorials and fake victims together. They actually scanned this guy's face with like a barcode or something on it, or they took a picture, like off a Walmart picture. And you know what they did? They just photoshopped this picture with the barcode still on it, threw a helmet on him, and changed not even his whole name. They changed his middle initial, and then they called him two different firefighters. And it's just awful. They've done it over and over again. And if you scroll down a little more, and this is where it gets a little speculative, but I only put some of the best ones up here so you guys can see that this is not bullshit, okay? Some of them it's hard to see, but these ones it's not bullshit. This first woman right here, if you scroll down one more picture, you'll see a woman dressed in white. Her name is Elizabeth Wino, okay? If you look at those two photos, you could sit here all night for 6 hours. We've all done it, okay? Those are the exact same two photos. All they did is change a couple of cups and shelves in the background. She has the same expression on her face. Her hair's the same. Look at the way her hair on what is our left side, her right, comes across her neck. Do you see that? I mean, that's not a different image. That's the same image. I mean, there's no denying. And look at the other side of her hair. You see that little loop coming off the right side of her hair or her left side? I mean, it's the same image. Well, what did they do? Tell us to stay real still and we're going to remove everything and take another picture? No, they just didn't have all of the a lot of these people were actually made up. And they would just actually literally, and I know it's a word that people don't like to use a lot because it sounds kind of ridiculous, but they just Photoshop these people. They use
Morphed.
face morph technology, which wasn't well known 10 years ago. Now any kid can download it, like probably for their iPhone, and you can morph faces, okay? And that's all they did. And let's scroll down a little more because now it's going to get a little less speculative for you guys. Scroll down a little more. And look at what they did here. Look at what they did here. They try and make two different pictures of people, and all they did is take the same exact picture and throw an arm around them like they had a friend. Look at these eight pictures right here of all these people. I'm going to give you guys a minute to look at them. Look at them. It's ridiculous. Look at the guy on the left with the window pane behind him. Then look at him on the right with the arm around him. With the same glasses, the same smile, the same hairdo, okay? You got the guy on the right, he's got the arm around him. He looks a little different, but I think they just changed the color of his face a little, honestly. Then the woman on the left in the bottom row is really easy to tell. I mean, look at her. Look at the woman on the bottom of the left. Look at her distinct haircut, the clothes she's wearing, the way she's sitting. And then in the picture next to her, she just happens to have an arm around her. And this is the trick that they did. This is what they did with most of the victims. They just made one or two pictures of them. They would take a composite because they weren't using real people, and they would Photoshop it, and they would add a person to it, add an arm to it. When you guys want to really get into it, and you start to look for errors in some of these Photoshoppings, it's everywhere. But let's scroll down a little bit more and look at some of the firefighters. Just scroll down one little bit more. And look at the firefighters, guys. Just look at the first 8 firefighters. Are these the guys that died on 9/11? They look like they're identical brothers. Not even cousins. Brothers. The two guys on the left, Eric Allen, Jeffrey Giordano, they look the same to me. The two guys on the right, all they did is flip his face. Do you guys see that? Link, see you on the page?
Yeah.
All they did is flip the guy's fake and give him a new name and call him a new firefighter.
Until the people that say, oh, well, you know, for this to be true, so many people have to be in on it. Well, we've got proof that they are, you know? I mean, this is proof, you know? This is hard evidence.
Oh, this is hard evidence because... Go ahead, Justin.
I wanted to say, you know, another good piece of evidence is the woman that actually happens to be an actress and actually has worked for FEMA 9/11 on
her...
Oh,
she admitted it. She said she did a FEMA commercial for 9/11, and there never was a FEMA commercial.
Yeah, there's no such thing as anything, you know, what FEMA commercial ever came out about 9/11? None. That means that she was hired by FEMA to be an actress, and she actually put that on her resume. You know, and yeah. She's still an actress to this day.
Yeah. Now, guys, if you scroll down and look at the next two sets of firefighters, it's the same thing. I mean, you could look at it for an hour and say maybe those aren't the same guys. And they do change them a little bit. They face morph them, and they Photoshop it a little bit. But Joseph Grenzlick and John Joseph Fanning, that's the same person. Andre Fletcher, Keith Alexander Glasgow, that's the same person. If you want to say they're not, I'll give you those two. But look at the two guys on top, especially the guy on the top right. All they did was flip his face. And I've got tons of victims that I could post where they've done this over and over and over again. Don't you feel insulted, guys? These aren't supposed to be the same people either. Earlier, we showed you Elizabeth Wino, the woman that was Photoshopped. These are supposed to be different men, different firefighters that died on 9/11, and they're nothing but mirror images of each other, and different contrasted. And this is what we're supposed to feel bad for? We're supposed to feel bad for these guys? The New York Police Department, the New York Fire Department, the Port Authority, they're up to their ears in this. If you think the New York... I'm not saying New York Fire Department guys are bad. I'm not saying that at all. A lot of those guys are heroes, okay? Let me put that out there right now, okay? I'm not trying to say every firefighter is bad or is in on it or anything. But a lot of people in the fire department that were high up there took a lot of payments. We know that. And it was probably to keep their mouth shut. You know, hey, we don't, you know, because what's the chances that, like, say, 20 fire captains from New York don't know any of these guys? You know what I mean? Like, oh, Salvatore died, Butler died, Gioski died. Oh, I don't know those guys. Who are they? What ladder are they from? You're telling me you never met any of these guys? You know what I mean?
They'd all know one another.
Man, maybe not, because there's a lot of firehouses in New York, but most of them would know one another.
Brian, what about the other thing that we were speculating that's a possibility, too? I mean, I don't know if you want to bring out speculation, but just the fact that they may have actually had a few agents go through, and then they just, you know, took off in that way. Hey, if you did know one or two guys that supposedly died, you're going to say, yeah, I went to, you know, 30 or 40 of them. You know what I mean? It's just, people always exaggerate.
Yes,
you know.
Or it's like the other thing, Justin. Remember we talked about, and we've talked about this for over a year now, that, you know, pretty much I do believe that at least 90% of the, you know, nobody died on 9/11, but I do think that some people disappeared and took a payment, okay? Now, when you think about the people that might have done that, first people I think of are the pilots, and you know that I've personally looked into some of them, and it does look like some of them have disappeared. And it would make sense because they have long military records. They do things like that for the military. What about some of the top level fire chiefs to keep their mouth shut? Take an extra pension. You get double your pension. Nobody's going to die. You're just going to keep your mouth shut about this. You guys don't know how powerful money is. And when the dynamic is, that's what people have to get past. People have to get past the 3,000 people dying because it changes the whole narrative of the story. Because when people say, how could so many people go along with this story? How could so many people, you know, not come out and talk about this? How could so many people keep quiet? Easy. Cash. There was $40 billion between the Victim Compensation Fund and the Business Compensation Fund. Where'd all that money go? It went right into the pocket of the perps and to pay off these people and to pay off the actors.
Never mind the $2.3 trillion that went missing from the Pentagon the day before.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, if that's true, which it might be. And what about all the 9/11 foundations? Where the hell is that money going? People are getting ripped off in this country. There's good, hard-working Americans giving their own money to these causes, and it's going right in the pocket of these frauds.
Yeah, the charity money. I mean, and not charity just from money. America, but worldwide. Well, every country had pledges and benefit consequences. There was probably hundreds of millions of dollars raised for the 9/11 cause for different charities. You know,
if
worldwide,
not
just in America, that, you know, there were so many relief concerts and benefits from things like that. Where did all that money go?
You know, and another thing too, I was thinking of is of course, you know, we have the you know, the victims' payments. You know, what is the amount? You guys know better than me. How many percent? How many people in total took the actual the family money?
The last time I knew, it was in the 60s out of 3,000. 3,000 families were entitled for $1.9 million to $3 million, depending on what type of salary they had or whatever, and only 62 people went down and collected their checks.
Who doesn't want three million?
You tell me I got $3 million, I'm calling a taxi and getting a ride down to go pick it up right now.
Yep. I don't care. Yeah, if you hated that person, I don't care, you know, what it is, you know, it, you know,
lost your family member. Never mind hating somebody. Yeah. You need that money now.
I'm just saying there's no way that 99.9% of those people are not going and picking up that money.
They're all going to pick it up. I could see maybe one or two not picking it up. But do you guys agree? Go ahead, James.
Especially now, in the last 4 or 5 years with the economic climate. And those, you know, for every male that died, I mean, you know, I know women work, but a lot of those people would have lost their breadwinners, you know. I mean, with the recession and everything, maybe at first they might have been stubborn and not took it, but you can damn sure as be sure that they would have taken it in the last few years.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what? They didn't. And they didn't change the pictures on the memorials. And guys, I'll put a couple links up in the chat in a second. I will on the next break, I promise. If you want to look at more of these images, I'll give you the links for them so you can go and check them all out. I mean, there's hundreds of them. And I didn't just go and pick like 15 images that look alike, and I'm trying to fool you and pull a fast one on you, okay? Ask these guys. This is the memorial. This is how the memorial is done. They face morphed the goddamn memorial. Every person on there has one or two picture. And let's talk about people like Donna Marsh, Bob McElveen, and these other so-called activists whose kids supposedly died, yet none of their kids are listed in the Social Security Death Index. They carry around the same two very strange-looking Photoshop-type pictures of their kids everywhere they go, and they tout the same line everywhere they go. It's like a rehearsal. Bob McElveen breaks down every time he talks about his son. Donna Moss screams about George Bush killed her kid in the street. What's that other lady's name? Mary Fletcher. She holds up the signs. And she has the son Christian Reigenhardt. If you ever looked at his pitches, there's three identical pitches of him all on the same page. He's supposed to be a firefighter, and it's just like these other Photoshop pitches. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it just puts that. I mean, it's a thing when people say, you know, people say that all these people died, and you know, and then you show them the Social Security Death Index, and they still try and make excuses for it. It's like, why are you defending the media? You know, we're just showing you that the media lied to you. All these people that say, oh, 3,000 people died. You know, who said that? I didn't say that. It was the media. Why do I have to defend the media when we're showing that they put false stuff out there? You know, people always say the burden of proof is on us to prove our point. I actually think the burden of proof is on the media to demonstrate why they've obviously put out fraudulent stuff.
Obviously, you know, fraudulent.
Across the board.
Let's scroll down a little bit more. Let's scroll down just under those not A pitches. And let's look at the two pitches of the Towers. The Dmitry Kalizov pitcher and the, what is it? I don't know how you say a first name or last name, Sarette. You got two images of the World Trade Center. And
Where's Kalizov's image from? Do you know?
I don't know, but if you look to the left, they both got the same blue border, so they look like they're on the same perspective. Do you see the border of the building right next to them and the two white lines coming across?
No, I've seen. I can't see it now. My computer won't let me surf anywhere.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But I, James, are you on the page?
No.
Well, if you look at the Dmitry Kalizov photo and you look at the Sarette photo, and they're both photos of WTC 2, I believe it might be one though. I don't want to get it wrong here.
I think it's the first one.
It's one. Is it one? Okay. And they are from the same perspective. You can see clearly that they have the same building on the left side of them with this odd blue color, and there's these two white lines that lead over to it, and there's this other steel pole. It's not like one picture is taken from the front of the building and one is from the side, and they might have different beams. They take it from the same side. One picture's got 39 beams holding up the building. And one's got 59. I mean, how does that happen? Which one's real? Somebody tell me. Please.
Yeah. I mean, how can you... And that's what pisses me off, you know, because people will get back to the same thing. Oh, too many people have got to be involved, you know. What about all the people that died? Like, you know, this is proof, man. This is proof. That all those things that you say, the things that the media said. If we disprove the media, we don't have to prove anything. You know, this is real. I mean, this is evidence, you know.
Oh,
the
yeah.
This
is mad evidence. This is mad evidence. This is so much evidence.
Well,
it's unbelievable. And then, you know what? I got two clips I want to play real quick because I think they're real important. First of all, you see the Dmitry Kalizov guys. You see the... Is anybody looking at the chat right now?
No, I can't even get there.
Let me see if I can get back there to it. Hold on.
It's on that. I mean, gee, if you're a prosecutor, like, you know, this is golden evidence, you know.
I just want to see what I'm...
Like, trying to prosecute a court case or something, you know?
So if you go back, I know Simone's paying attention because she's posted some stuff in the chat with the pictures, how much of a joke it is. if you go back to the, to the next page there that we have, the 9/11, the unhoax page that we have set up, the little blog here, and if you scroll down, and in case you don't know what pitches I'm talking about, Dmitry Kalizov or whatever, it's the two pitches side by side of the World Trade Center on smoke, okay? Scroll right underneath that, okay? And I want you to watch part of two videos. I'm going to start with the second one. The second one says 9/11 witness Jennifer Oberstein, no plane. Now, never mind the audio. I mean, you can listen to the audio because it's bogus. And she's talking about how she saw the plane from so far away. But I just want you to look at the video. It's a 3-minute video. I just want you to watch this video and tell me that you're looking at a real video. I'm playing it now. It's not a real video. It looks almost like a cartoon.
A few moments ago, apparently, we have very little information available at this point in time. But on the phone, we do have Jennifer Oberstein, who apparently witnessed this event. Jennifer, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, can you please tell me what you saw and give me any information about what's going on there?
Yes, I have to tell you, it's quite terrifying. I'm in shock right now. I came out of the subway at Bowling Green. I was heading to work in Battery Park at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, and I come out.
Guys, if you're not there, go to the page and look at the image. It's unbelievably fake looking.
I'm now looking north at the World Trade Center. And it is the left twin tower, if I'm looking north. I'm in Battery Park right now, and you can hear the fire engines and the emergency crews behind me. And it is unbelievable. When the fire first burst, it was a... Hello?
Go ahead. We can hear you.
...in air like I've never seen before. And I, as you know, I used to work in news. I've never seen any fire like this in the air. And the pieces of the building were flying down. It looks like... It's like the top, I can't even tell you, maybe 20 floors. Intense smoke. It's horrible. I can't even describe it.
Jennifer. Do you have any idea what kind of plane it was?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any idea what hit the World Trade Center?
What it was?
Yeah, what kind of plane? We're getting reports that an airplane hit the building.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Honestly, I was walking up, and it looked up and saw a big boom and fire. You know, I got to tell you, we were all saying around here that it was very interesting that it would be a bomb and it would be so high up. So perhaps it was a plane. We have no talk of a plane. However, I have to tell you, there are still things flying in the air. I mean, it's mind-boggling, and it was.
Side of that building.
Jennifer, can you tell us a little bit more about what you heard when you heard this explosion? Describe it for us.
Absolutely. When I walked out of the subway, I looked at the Twin Towers because, I mean, I just always look up there. And right when I looked up, there was a boom. It wasn't that loud. Like, it wasn't huge. However, what was unbelievable was the amount of fire. It was a big ball of fire that just went up. And I looked around at people. We were all horrified. I'm stuttering because I'm in such shock. I've never seen anything like it. It's just horrible.
Guys, you back?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the end of that clip. Besides her bullcrap story, if you guys looked at that image at all, it's clearly not New York. I mean, they show you a picture of the Empire State Building that looks totally like, and I am going to say cartoon, because that's what it looks like. It looks like a cartoon, and it's leaning, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and then there's the two twin towers in the background, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. All these images they showed us of Manhattan that day, they were fake.
The quality of all of them is a real joke. I mean, you know, the pictures don't have backgrounds, you know, it's just like a big blue.
Oh, that's the best one. That's the best one. There's the one where the plane blows up on the side of the building, supposedly. Well, there's just the explosion, but then when they superimpose the plane in later, the whole backdrop is gone.
Yeah, that's why they did it on it. They had to do it on a sunny, cloudless day. So that they could pass off that blue background. It would have been way too difficult to try and do that. I don't know, man. If I was a terrorist, like, I'd want to crash a plane into a building at nighttime, you know? And no one can see anything, and, you know? It'd be carnage, you know?
Yeah, but there probably wouldn't be as many people in there, and that's why they don't do it, you know?
Well, it wouldn't be at 8:45 anyway. That's official story. Most people hadn't got there yet.
Yeah, that's true. Justin, I'm just trying to find that clip too right now. You were asking me about. I definitely want to play that. I think I know where it is. It's in one of my folders right here. I'm gonna grab it. Maybe you can just run with it for a second here.
Yeah, definitely. I believe it's the Tappan Zee or the GW. Either way, you know, you're seeing in different pictures how it, in one picture it has three of the...
The Verrazano Bridge.
Okay, yes, the Verrazano, okay.
I got Verrazano. It now, I just need a minute to load it into the website.
Right, you could totally see how in the live footage, supposedly from two different cameras, one you're seeing... It has, was it three or four different...
supposed to have two pillars. And you can see that the pillars, like you have a perspective of the towers, and the two pillars will be way to the right of the tower. And then the two pillars will be way to the middle. Then they'll be way to the left. And this bridge is literally... First of all, the bridge is 7 miles away, so it'd be pretty hard to see with the naked eye. I'm not saying you couldn't see it, but... I would tend to think it'd be pretty hard to see.
And then there's other ones where you can't see it too from the same.
Yeah, and which would make more sense because it's so far away. And you know, they used it because it's a famous landmark, probably is one of the reasons why they used it. I'm sure, you know, that was probably their strategy, you know, let's use some famous landmarks, something people recognize. Okay, here's the Verrazano Bridge and you know, we'll just throw that in there. And when you guys see this, it's an absolute joke. The bridge is actually walking across the screen. Justin, before I know you want to get off soon. I know you have to work early. You got to let me. I got to get one more short clip out there to show with everybody while you're still here before you get off. So let me load this one up. And then I just want to play that whitewash one where the Tower 2 collapses and all the buildings in front of it disappear. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yes. Yep.
And that's a quick one. So I just got to get to that one and load it up, and I'm almost ready with the Verrazano one right now. So just give me a second.
Yep. And definitely. Yeah. No problem. I got a few minutes left in me. I got a song ready for you too for your next break.
Oh, good.
There you go. It's the bottom. I got about 20 minutes left in me. I can stay till, you know, 4:30 or so. You know, if it's a couple minutes here or there, whatever. I just want to get at least, like, you know, 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah, that's cool. I understand. We started late and we had audio problems, and I apologize about that. But there was really nothing I could do, guys. Things are crashing.
Things happen, man. I've been in internet radio for over 2 years now, and you know, no matter what, you know, there's, things always happen. You're always gonna have, you know, variables to deal with and whatnot. But like you said, you know, that's one of the differences between us and the guys that have big money coming into their operations. You know, that's, you know, we're sitting here running this out of pocket. Brian is, of course, and. You know, so the quality, you know, so, but it is what it is. I think, you know, we're trying to, definitely convey this message. And I think, you know, it's, I don't know, continue on with, you know, with what you're going to do if you have that queued up or whatever.
I think people are paying attention to what we're saying. You know what I mean? I really do.
Yeah, there's one thing I just thought of, I was meant to mention it before. In terms of getting ahead around this message, you know, a lot of people think that it's too hard or too outrageous to try and fake this whole thing. And one of the major selling points they would have in recruiting people to get involved in this, apart from obviously, you know, the fact that nobody's dying, therefore takes a lot of the guilt away from it. Because you've got to bear in mind, a lot of the people, they wouldn't be like, poor people, you know, they wouldn't be rich, but they wouldn't be poor. And I mean, money talks to an extent, but I don't think all those people would take any amount of money to be involved in the deaths of people. I mean, they probably would come out, but a major selling point as well, not only for the perpetrators, but for the people involved in this, is that even if they ever get caught, which is like slim to none, they can always say at the end of the day, well, nobody actually died, so we haven't actually done anything wrong.
Right.
You know, if there was a revolution or something, and I know the event has been blamed for wars and things like that, but technically by the book, in terms of selling it to somebody, you could say, well, you know, if you ever get caught, I mean, no one's actually died, apart from some serious property destruction. You know, there were no aircraft involved, there were no deaths, you know.
Right.
Because you're guilty of treason. Guilty of treason, what they've done is probably the most horrible thing you could do, almost as bad as actually killing people. But technically, you know, have they actually done anything that you could be charged for in a court?
Well, I think they've definitely done some, you know, that's like you said, treason, definitely. But you're right, though. You know, they don't have the guilt of 3,000 bodies on them. So, you know, it's definitely, you know, even though they do have the however many hundreds of thousands or millions have died in the subsequent wars, you know, that's the real blood on their hands, you know. So, I mean, this was just to make everybody fly off the handle in America, you know, to make everybody hate Muslims and want to go invade every Muslim country out there and let them rubber stamp anything that they wanted to put through as far as legislation and whatnot, you know. And it worked. It still works to this day. You know, we still have them talking about the Osama bin Laden thing from last year, which, you know, we got to do a show on that one night, too, because it's just laughable how many stories that are even out of that, you know. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. But
it really is. Now, guys, if you go to the this is a good one. This is just a 2-minute clip. It's not really going to hold the show up too much. So I really want you guys to watch it now. Go to the obviously go to the little blog we got set up in case you forget where it is again. It's the page that says the 9/11 hoax, 9/11 the hoax uncovered. It's the third page on our website. I just added in the video of the bridge. It's only a 2-minute video, okay? It is, where did it go? Did it not post? Don't tell me it didn't post. No, I might just have to refresh. Hold on. Sorry about that, guys. Yep, it's here. Just scroll down pretty close to the bottom where there's only a couple of videos left. You'll see it says the moving bridge. And just play it and watch how ridiculous it is. And this is the type of scenery they use. They're trying to tell you that this is real scenery in New York on 9/11. And yeah. This is one of the
ones that sold it to me, honestly. This is one of the biggest ones besides the marks on the edges of the buildings. This is to me, besides the planes holes, the holes that the plane supposedly made.
Yeah, now at first you might not know what you're looking at, but it's going to show you. It's going to break down the bridge. It's going to show you that it only has two pillars. And then it's going to show you the bridge literally just moving all over the screen. All over the screen, guys.
Wherever they wanted to put it, you know, just to still have the Verrazano Narrows Bridge in the background.
Just to make sure it was in there. And I'm just going to grab that whitewash video, too. I want to make sure I show everybody that one. And I got that right here. I know where it is. This next one's good. This TV fakery evidence of layering one is good. I'm going to post it in the chat, too. When you guys are done with the bridge one, you guys got to see this one. This one is unbelievable. And I'll put it right under the bridge. I'll do that right now as the bridge is playing. So, give that a second. And I'm sorry I didn't have this whole thing set up. This took me all day to set this up. I tried to have it ready to go, but I'm adding stuff as we go here, but. Here it is. All right. Now, listeners, I don't know where you're at right about now, but if you right after you watch that 2-minute video of the bridge, which is just ridiculous, bouncing all around Manhattan, I put another video below it. It's only about 2 minutes. I don't want to just keep playing videos. That's not the best thing for the radio show, but we're going to play one more video. It's called 9/11 TV Fakery Evidence of Layering. And you're going to actually see, as Tower 2 collapses, you're going to see the whole foreground just disappear right off the screen, like a computer game. And then you'll hear the announcers try to cover it up at the news agency. They're like, oh, well, that's not live. This was recorded earlier. And it's like, okay, well, what kind of camera did you use earlier that made the buildings disappear? Because I thought the cameras weren't that good back then. You know what I mean? And that's exactly what it was. And, you know, and I don't mean to keep stopping and showing you guys so many videos. That's going to be it. We have one more video tonight that we're going to play after Justin gets off that you guys need to see. It's about a 10-minute video. It's pretty powerful. But I know it was kind of late, so we really didn't get too many phone calls tonight. I don't know if anybody wants to call in. I know we still do have a good amount of listeners online right now. If anybody wants to call in, dude, is the phone line not open or something? Let me make sure what the hell's going on here.
Well, if James is calling in, right?
Oh, yeah, then he's like, yeah, it's open.
Yeah, I use that call number.
Yeah. Yeah, so if anybody wants to call in and question us on any of this, please. And guys, you guys got to understand, we've been down other roads. We didn't just come up and buy up this theory. It takes a lot, and especially somebody like Justin. Like, I try and show him things, and he's real careful before he says, "Oh yeah, I believe this, I believe that." But it's gotten to the point now where there's so much fakery going on 9/11 that you can't deny it anymore. There's CGI fakery everywhere, and when we say CGI, guys, this is what we mean, okay? We mean computer-generated images. We mean fake, like, Hollywood movie screens. Like, not really New York.
Now, green screen stuff.
Green screens, other techniques like that.
Stuff taken on New York on another day. Like, for example, you have the one where the people are still washing the windows in the background.
Yeah, as the buildings are getting hit. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. You got these two window washes.
As they're burning, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got two window washes. I think it's Tower 7 they're washing, or it's one of the ones right in front of the towers, okay? And they're on this scaffolding. And then this plane comes in, right? It's so ridiculous. I wish I had the clip ready. You know what I'm going to do, guys, for being late tonight? I'll add to the blog tomorrow. So anybody that listened tonight, come back tomorrow. Look at the blog. There'll be more stuff there. And then we'll replay this show on Sunday. We'll take the day off for the day, and we'll replay the show, and everybody can get to listen to it. You think that's a good idea?
Yeah, might as well. Or, you know, or we could do a short show and then play this or whatever. You know, whatever we want to do. We'll figure it out. We'll let everyone know. You know, if not, we'll be playing other nights or whatever.
I lost my spot. I totally forgot what I was going to say. Where was I?
You were talking about, I don't know, wow, it's 4:20 in the morning. Hey, 4:20, guys. No, just kidding. I don't know, James, where was he?
We were talking about the blog, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, I was saying tomorrow, I'll add some more videos to the blog. I'm not going to go crazy, but just so you guys know that this isn't a bunch of bullshit, like, I'll add some more CGI pics that we got. I'll add some more fake, you know, Manhattan imagery, because there's a ton of it. I just didn't get time to add it all today. But all those shots they showed us out of the helicopters, all those shots they showed us on the streets, it was all faked. It was all mostly faked, I should say, because there might have been some real street interview somewhere. But I highly doubt it, because the scene was so controlled. And here's the other thing people don't talk about, guys. You know, there were 9 buildings demolished that day. Not 3. 2 airplanes didn't take down 3 buildings. That's the ultimate rabbit trail. 2 buildings took down a 9-building complex, okay? How does that happen? How does Bin Laden do that?
And 23 in total damaged. Even some buildings
really
didn't come down. They were badly, badly damaged. Yeah, there's a Deutsche Bank building and some other buildings. They had massive gaping holes ripped through them. Mind you, of course, now knowing what we know, I mean, perhaps some of that imagery was maybe suspect. But I know the Deutsche Bank building was sort of taken down, and it had like a massive hole in it. But it also had like a tarp over it as well, so I'm not sure whether those pictures are legit or not. But there were definitely, I think, 23 buildings in total that were damaged heavily.
Well, that's a lot of buildings. Yeah, all right, guys. Check out that last video that I posted. I just threw it in the chat this time, made it a little easier. Just click on it in the chat. It's only like a 2-minute video. And just look at what you're looking at. What you're looking at is it's 10:30 a.m. Now, you're told Building 7 doesn't come down until 5:20, correct? That's what we're all told? Well, in this video, Building 7... Building 6, building God knows whatever else, a whole bunch of them just disappear off the screen as the dust cloud comes down from another tower. And it's not because the dust cloud is blocking it, because these buildings are just gone. They've just been completely disappeared off the screen. And it's absolute nonsense. There's no way you can look at that and think that it's a real image, you know what I mean? There's just no way. Justin, I'm going to play a quick break while they watch this video. We'll come back. We'll finish up our last segment with you or whatever.
Okay.
If you want, unless you want to stick around for a while.
No, I'm probably going to get off soon.
All right, cool. I'm going to start that link you left for a song. I'm going to let these guys watch that 3-minute video, and then maybe we'll come back for like 5 or 10 minutes or whatever. And then maybe me and James
how
a little longer.
Yeah, how much longer would you want to go after Justin Lee?
I got about 20 minutes in me, if you do. Is it too long?
Possibly. It depends on my phone, though, because I'm not sure how much credit I've got on what to see. But, I mean, have you covered what you wanted to cover in terms of the CGI of the collapse videos and things like that?
No, I haven't. There's actually one more video that I want people to watch, actually. I want them to make sure they watch 2 videos, actually. So let me make sure that I tell them that right now. I want you guys to go, obviously, watch that short video right now that I just put for you in the chat. When we come back, I'm going to have you watch one more CGI video. And it's really, 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 really important, because it's going to show you Tower 7 and just all the different collapses of it. And it's just it's impossible that it's the same event. It's just totally, totally impossible. And we could probably close it out with that. And so why don't we just take a quick we'll just take a quick break. Guys, check out that video. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and then we'll play that one last thing and talk about that, and we'll get out of here, okay?
All right.
That the investigators will be looking at. Let's just pose the questions. Put them out there. Okay, right now, of course, the biggest thing is looking internationally, is trying to pull in intelligence, and I do say internationally because this would be...
I posted this right in the chat for you guys, so you don't even have to go to the other page. You're looking at Tower 2 collapsing. Watch the buildings in the front disappear.
Justin... Unbelievable occurrence.
Right, yeah, this
one's
like viewers know what they were seeing.
This is tape.
This is tape. Yeah, this is
from New York City.
From New York
the
City.
Second.
If you guys are watching it, it's replayed. It's slowing it down a little bit. Watch what happens as the dust cloud comes down. The buildings just disappear. That's about good on that one right there, you know? You guys back with us? Are you guys here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know what I wanted to do is I wanted to show some of the collapse footage of Tower 7, but I know Justin already watched this earlier, so we could probably close out the show. He's got to get to bed, and then we can close it out with this video. It's a pretty strong video, and then maybe we could talk about, you know, whenever we want to come back and do another show or whatever. What do you think? Our goal, real quick, I mean, to make the world realize that the media is no good at all, not to trust them at all, because we can't go after
the media. Yeah.
What's that?
We've got to go after some low. We've got to go after some lower level people.
That's exactly what I said.
In the media, and I think one thing we haven't really had a chance to talk about tonight is, you know, I think we've covered it in other shows, but. Yeah, there was no evidence of death, the ground zero, and, you know, no stench of death, and the way Wall Street was opened up so quickly was totally inconsistent with, you know, a crime scene like that, you know, and all the buildings would smell, and like, yeah, there's no evidence of death there, and the media, that's where the complicity is, you know, and no images of dead bodies, jumpers and things like that. So, you know, I think people can see it, and, you know, it's just a matter of, because the media haven't done their job, and they've, you know, put this stuff out, so it's about, I think the only chance we have is to get at some people in the media somehow, in terms of what we can do, I mean, I don't know. You don't hear often solutions, you know.
All the schools in
the truth movement, they never talk about solutions. They just want to go around and merry-go-round with evidence. They don't want solutions.
Well, there's solution. Most of them know is Ron Paul, and you know, it's another politician. As far as I'm concerned, and I can't believe that he doesn't even he's not even involved in any 9/11 truth stuff. Denies it, and yet. Every 9/11 truther is, you know, is at his altar. But
yeah,
that's
it's ridiculous. Yeah, that was my main goal. That's my main goal that I've been telling people is absolutely no trust of the media, you know, at all. You can't. be halfway about it either. Like, you can't, okay, I trust the Democrats but not the Republicans. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just so stupid.
I love what you said. You said it on the show a while ago. You said you never got politics because you don't understand how one group can be right all the time and another never right, you know? It's just like a division. It's deliberate, you know?
Yeah.
Left wing, right wing. Yeah, I always said, you know, wings are for sports, you know, not for politics, you know? No one's right all the time, you know?
How does that even make any sense, dude? It doesn't make any sense at all. It doesn't. Now, here's a couple of things to take away from this. Now, I've done a million shows on 9/11. James has too. Justin has too. This won't be our last one. God knows we'll do one again in a few weeks, probably, after we cover some other stuff. You know what I mean? We'll get back into some of this stuff. You know, next show, if people want to call and have questions or whatever, we'll talk about it. There's some things you got to remember, though. Even though people didn't die here, they use this event to kill people all over the world and steal their resources. And that's fucked up, you know? It really is. I don't like to swear a lot on the radio, but...
Yeah, and I think we do know to an extent that a lot of it's real, but, you know, you have to ask the question now, how much of those wars are overinflated and faked, you know? Are those death tolls that we have, you know, are they real? I mean, you know, what was... I mean, obviously...
Oh, I
know
wonder,
the Marines,
especially after they don't let you look at the... That they don't let you put military funerals on TV anymore. Well, why is that?
Yeah. I mean, you bet your bottom dollar there's some faking going on there, too. You know?
Oh, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. I'm just trying to think if there's something else I wanna get over real quick. What's your theory on the cell phones, Justin? Do you believe that some technology was used in cell phones and cameras and everything was shut down on that day?
Yeah, so there was some type of jammer used. You can find them online even too. There's jammers that will make sure you know, like an EMP, something like that, that will make sure that, you know, no signals are going through, except for the ones that are, you know, on the certain frequency or protected or whatever, or, you know, and that's how they guaranteed that there would only be certain people's footage, you know, would make it, and other people probably, you know, just, and they blamed it on the thing being at the they blamed the antenna on the top of Tower 1 being out or whatever.
Oh, yeah, some of their excuses of why there wasn't any independent news coverage, like all the towers were on top of the World Trade Center.
Right.
Yeah. Let me ask
who knows what technology they have? Who knows what technology they have they don't tell us about that could just cut off all phones? And we know for a fact that a lot of the phones were cut off and stuff. Like,
well, that's what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about. It's like EMP type technology where they definitely cut off.
You've done a lot of shows. You've done a lot of shows about technology and suppression, and, you know, and even on some of your old networks, I remember you talking a lot about who's the guy? Is that Serbian inventor again? I forgot his name.
What's his name?
Oh, Tesla.
Yeah, Tesla and some of his suppressed technology.
Nikola Tesla, yeah.
Yeah, who knows what they've got, you know?
Exactly.
And I still think there's things about 9/11 that they're not telling us, and they're never going to tell
us.
Oh,
I do, exactly, especially after some things that have happened lately. I think that there's another hidden agenda. I do. I think there's something that we don't know. And I'm not saying that's like this thermonuclear thing or like a... you know, outbreak or anything crazy like that. But there's definitely something else that happened on 9/11 besides the media fakery that we're not finding out about yet. And I want to know what that is, you know? Do you guys think we covered enough of the CGI and stuff tonight? I mean, I think we did, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, once you give one or two, I mean, you know, the floodgates are open, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, people got to look for themselves.
There's a few undebunkable images, and you know, from there, you know, that's really all you need. You know, I mean, why fake any material? You know, that's the whole thing.
Once people see newer videos that came out of the base of the World Trade, like the show around the base of the World Trade Center, and it's like empty, you know, and there's no ground images of jumpers, you know. Nothing discernible of jumpers, like, splattered on the ground, you know? Like, 250 people jumped, you know? There's no ground images anywhere of, like, a splattered corpse or anything. You think the sites, like, Ogrish and those sites, like, they would have just jumped all over it. It would have leaked out by now. And there's been nothing.
There's been nothing. You know, nothing at all. There's been nothing at all.
You know, even just been... You stock standard crime scene photos, you know? Where are they?
What's that?
Yeah. Even just your stock standard crime scene photos, you would expect, you know? Of the world. I mean, where are they, you know?
Did you hear the story about the police going around collecting photographs the next morning and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, what is all that about? I didn't really look into that too much, but that sounds kind of fishy right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I think that pretty much covers the gist of it. We'll decide what we want to do.
I'll have to get off right now. I'm sort of in the middle of moving some stuff, but I'll probably have to let you guys close it out. I've run out of phone credit.
All right, that's fine, James. Off.
And we can do some shows, for sure.
Yeah, man, we should definitely do some more shows on this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff we didn't get to cover, you know, as I said, in particular, you know, the lack of death and stench of death and things like that, but you just can't cover everything, you know, but we'll definitely get into it and some more shows.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. All right, well, thank you for thanks for coming on, and I guess maybe we'll Skype tomorrow or something, you know?
Yeah, all right.
All right, guys. All right. James, thanks for coming on tonight, and I don't know, Brian, whatever you're going to say.
No, I was just going to say thanks for everybody for listening so late. I'm sorry about the audio problems. That didn't help. We're already going on at 1 in the morning, having, you know, another 40 minutes of audio problems. But we still ended up with 12 listeners, so it wasn't too bad. And then we'll have the archive out there. So, you know, I'll have the archive out there by the morning, and then hopefully we'll get this around, and we'll play this show over the next couple nights and get everybody to hear it, you know?
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me, brother. Did you send me that intro? Yeah, you did, right?
Yeah, the.
Yep, I got it. I got it right here.
Your boss should have told you I was coming, nigga. Piss. LAVYSS. Yes. Let's go. Now tell me, am I the only nigga that's sick of Jay? Sick of this freaking lame? Ain't it a bucket you finna kick any minute of day? Nigga, just claim what you is. I'm hearing that you amazing, so explain. The pyramids that you sit on the stage, is it the same as what you lift when you bang the rock? Nigga, you rap. How is it that you can pays Barack? Or is it that it's something that's way deeper than we can see? This and Jesus, seeing how naive people can be. Ain't it strange he repeatedly saying he got, then he got to calling him ho for the name of God, Jehovah. I studied you, nigga, cause I was a fan, but I'm a fan of the Lord first, so I will be damned if I'ma let you get over. Twist the fan souls up, have them chant hover for Satan soldier. Hover, hover is what you got them yelling, but they looking to the stage instead of looking up to heaven. I know about you and the Lord, the Lima.
over. Know about Crowley and the cult you believe in. Homie, I'm a Christian to the core. If you listen, he dissing like every Christian but Dior. So nigga, we finna war. He on top of the column, in the midst of bottom of the bottom. He richer than me in dollars. I'm rich in spirit, I got him. I'm David E. Goliath. The Lord is my power, so I don't need not a dollar to snipe him out of the tower. Is it just in my mind, or is it just that you're blind to the rock of weird designs, new symbolism and signs? And if you listen, you see I'm a TV dissing God. He ain't saving, he just enslaving his assembly line. Conspiracy, nah, go ahead and look it up. I ain't never been a chef for me to ever cook it up. I just hope people don't brush this off, disregard and cut this off. Now if you with me to say, my nigga, you got some explaining to do. My nigga, you got some explaining to do. And I'm listening, cause all the evidence is saying is true. So me, you got some explaining to do. And I'm listening, I hope you're ready. My Lord is coming for you. And then you got some explaining to do. Homie, you gon' have some explaining to do. And we listening. Aye, Jay, I saw your new video. On to the next one. Far from the best one. All black hoodie, white boy, black lipstick. Voodoo paint with skulls and blood dripping. They ain't even hip-hop. Nigga, that's gothic. All black everything. Guess he wasn't kidding. And what's with all the black crows? Oh, your girl's a black bird. Satanic symbols flashing when you lack words. Two flashes of the Baphomet. One flash of Christ on the cross with bullets on side marking him. I'm lost again. What it gotta do with the song? And if it doesn't, which it doesn't, then tell me what all you marketing. All black album. How come 99 problems? A song number 9. So the outcome upside down is 3 sixes. Followed by a song called Lucifer. How did we miss it? What about the missus? Used to be a Christian. Now she rock Baphomet heads in the pictures. Nah, that's Sasha, that's someone different. But what about Rihanna? I heard she with the business. I bet y'all all do songs with Lady Gaga. But as soon as I get in the game, it's baby Papa. I never call Jay-Z Hova like he my guy. It's only one of those, the father I call Abba. So watch close if you cherish survival. Bury your rifles, carry your Bible, cause the war's on. Seek the truth, it's there in your Bible. Quit serving these American idols, if you with me to say. My nigga, you got some explaining to do. My nigga, you got some explaining to do. And I'm listening, cause all the evidence is saying is true. So me, you got some explaining to do. And I'm listening, I hope you're ready. My Lord is coming for you. And yeah, you have some explaining to do. Homie, you gon' have some explaining to do. And we listening.
Can't hold the tap if your voice really written up. I'll explain later, I'll explain later. It's the return of the God Mason. It's the return of the God Mason. Fastest, hope you've been reading your psalms and chapters. Paying your tithes, being good Catholics. I'm coming, devil's pie. Say some dessert.